25 minutes before 10 o'clock, and I've got Andy has joined me here in the studio, and it's the Bad Dog Blues Society. And I always forget, Andy, we've met a few times over the years. Your last name is pronounced Koch?
It's spelled Koch, but my family says Cook.
Cook, okay.
It's a German name that means cook or chef, so...
There you go.
I guess it's the translation.
Yeah, so we were just chatting a little bit. You've got your kind of a solo tour going on right now, but you've got pockets of musicians around Southeast.
Yes, I've been gathering the strays, as I call it, in the different communities. As you know, I was the house band at Keto's for 8 years during the early 2000s, the Keto's quit doing as many live bands, and I missed a few years. But I missed Alaska so much. I came up last year just for 3 weeks, played in Ketchikan and Juneau, and this year I booked a 5-week tour, which turned into 7 weeks. And I've been gathering the strays in the different communities, or playing solo shows, depending on how the ball rolls, as they say.
Right.
So.
And you were, so Port Protection, Point Baker, you've been out there.
Yeah, that was my first. Mm-hmm. I drove up to Prince Rupert, got on the ferry, arrived in Ketchikan at 12:30 in the morning. At 7 a.m., I was on a float plane out to Port Protection. Then they loaded me and my stuff into skiff and took me over to Point Baker to the floating bar. And all the locals showed up, and the local guys backed me up. They were fantastic.
All right.
And we ended up playing for 8 hours.
It was really?
So much, we were having so much fun.
Now they built a stage there.
In Port Protection they do have. I call it the Port Protection Amphitheater. That it's a permanent stage they built it just above the beach, and it's covered. Obviously.
Right. That's a good idea.
The first time we played in that location, we went and found a bunch of pallets and plywood and put some tarps up in the trees and played down there. And now they've built a permanent venue there. Terry Metcalf is the shaker and the mover behind all that. Hi, Terry. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, she's great. So then...
So I did 2 shows out there, one at Point Baker and then another one over at Port Protection.
Just recently.
Yeah, on my way up here.
Up here, yeah. And then you were in Ketchikan...
For 4th of July and last weekend, mm-hmm. and now I'm here in Petersburg. I'll be down at the Harbor Bar tonight and tomorrow doing a solo thing. Might have a stray or two pop in, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. And then it's off to Juneau, to the Alaskan and the Viking up there, and then up to Haines for the fair. And then I'll hit Ketchikan on the way home for the Blueberry Festival. So,
that's a nice tour.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying being back up here again and reconnecting with folks. Hit the open mic at Keto's, they do every Thursday, and it's great to see. They got the live music still alive down
there. Still going
there,
yeah.
And it's just wonderful seeing everybody.
Yeah.
And there's also another great event that was, I showed up in town on Tuesday at Joseph's place, and there was a bunch of people sitting around the living room playing music, and it's a regular thing that he does there every Tuesday, and everybody's invited to come play or listen, and usually starts around 7:30, and we're going to...
A little earlier on this Tuesday.
This next Tuesday, I'm catching the ferry up to Juneau around 10, so we're going to start around 6, I think.
7.
Okay, 7 o'clock it is.
Yeah.
We just decided.
Just
7 o'clock at Joseph's, and you know, like to extend invitation to anybody that would like to come and jam with me or play some of their songs. It's a great little song circle thing he does there. It was great to show up and walk right into live music immediately.
Well, I see you brought your guitar. Do you want to play a tune?
I would love to.
Okay, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Okay. This is one of my originals, and I'd like to send this out to the folks in Port Protection.
Lordy, load, loady, got them walking shoes blues. Lordy, load, loady, got them walking shoes blues. The top of my head, right down the bottom of my walking shoes blues. Walking, walking, talking, walking since break of day. Walking, walking, talking, walking since break of day. I keep on walking till I walk all my blues away. Go for a walk way up on Old Sea Home Hill. I go for a walk way up on Old Yonder Hill. This void I got now I just might be able to fill. Been walking a long time. Lordy, 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 got them walking shoe blues. Lordy, 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 got them walking shoes blues. The top of my head right down the bottom of my walking shoes blues. I look out my window, the rain is pouring on down. Look out my window, the rain is pouring on down. Don't dare go outside, or else I surely will drown. Sounds like Bellingham or Petersburg. Lordy, 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 you got them walking shoes blues. Lordy, 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 you got them walking shoes blues. The top of my head, but down the bottom of my walking shoes blues. The top of my head, but down the bottom of my walking shoe blues.
Nice tune.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at your schedule that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
So is this posted on your website as well?
Yes, it is.
It is. And that's baddogblues@yahoo.com.
That's my email.
Baddogbluessociety.com
is my website.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook under Bad Dog Blues Society, and also my name, Andy K-O-C-H.
Andy Cook.
Yeah.
K-O-C-H, Cook.
It's interesting that Bad Dog Blues Society page was actually started by some friends that I met here in Petersburg. There was a group of young people over working in the cannery from the Czech Republic, and you know, I barely even knew what MySpace was in those days. And they're like, "Oh, you got to have a Facebook page," and so one of them started my band page for me, and. It actually took me a little while to discover that they'd done it, and now I'm posting on it regularly.
Right, right.
But that was a very special summer. Those young people from the Czech Republic really lit the place up. They loved being in America and having an American band and American music, and
yeah.
And it was just an amazing summer.
So back to we were talking earlier off mic on the. Poor protection. Some people have just recently come into the community there.
Yes. Well, they had that TV program, and mm-hmm. And of course, it's, you know, the folks out there like their privacy, and
right.
And
but that gave them some exposure.
But, you know, they seem to have done a pretty good job with the show, depicting, you know, what life in the bush is really like up here.
Right.
And it is a wonderful thing, and you know, I'm so thankful, you know, being a musician, I'm not getting rich, but I'm having a lot of fun, and I get to meet so many interesting people, and I probably wouldn't ever even come to Petersburg if it hadn't been for my music, and mm-hmm. Poor Protection is certainly the case, and so I'm honored to go out there and meet those folks, and the music opens doors, and they just are so kind and wonderful, and they've also opened their hearts to these folks who've just showed up. There was a gentleman out there from Brazil who's playing sambas and hanging out, and he just showed up with a sleeping bag and tent. Where's the camping area? He'd got a float plane out there, and they called ahead saying, oh, by the way, there's a guy coming out who wants to camp. He's an older man, and he just fits right in out there. But he goes around and chats with everyone and see him out walking the beach, and you ask for a song, and he'll grab your guitar and play you one. And
wow.
And there was another woman that I met out there, too, that had was from Norway, and she saw that show, sold her farm, pulled up stakes, went out there, came up, showed up, bought a float house. She's fixing it all up, and she's just happy as a clam, and fits right in the community out there. So artists and fishermen and people just, enjoying life. It's
right.
It's an amazing experience to not only witness, but to get to be part of. I've played out there
yeah.
four times now. We were actually the very first full band. We played an end of the season party. That was probably, about 2006, I want to say. And when Wedge was with me, Wedge did quite a bit of DJing up here. He
yep,
loved it.
Yep.
And he wanted to say hi to everybody
that
remembers
yep,
him.
Yep,
so
hello,
I just talked to him yesterday. And anyway, so yeah, it's amazing the places that my music has taken me and the people that I get to meet. I'm very, very lucky.
And so this tour you're on is you're heading north and then you head back down to Bellingham
yeah.
area and that's
yeah it's interesting. I started I was playing my last show down south was on San Juan Island in Friday Harbor. Which before
nice.
I came to Alaska, I was asking people, what's it like up there? They go, well, if you like Friday Harbor, you'll like Petersburg. And anyway, I played a show there, and then the very next Saturday was Point Baker. So I drove like a madman through Canada to Prince Rupert, got on the ferry, arrived at Ketchikan at 12:30 in the morning. A friend picked me up and got a couple hours of sleep and went out in the morning to have breakfast, and a bear comes walking up. I'm like, okay.
Great.
And at 7 a.m., I was getting on a float plane heading out to Port Protection, and they loaded me and my stuff in a skiff and took me over to Point Baker, and I got to play the floating bar over there, and that was out of sight. The local guys came and backed me up, and those guys are getting really good, and we just had a blast. We had so much fun. The show went on for about 8 hours.
Wow.
There was fishing boats rafted 4 and 5 deep, and
nice.
Little kids running around, and dogs, and everybody just having the time of their life.
Yeah,
it was,
great community out there.
It was kind of like eating dessert first on my tour to get to play out there. But each town that I get to visit has its own flavor, and everybody is so welcoming and so glad to mm-hmm. to hear some live music. And the local musicians have been coming out and playing with me and supporting me, and it's just incredible. I keep saying, I'm so lucky. It's so true.
So you're here in Petersburg until Tuesday night.
Yes.
When you head up to the fair.
Only 1 week this year, but
mm-hmm.
2010 was the last time. Well, I did stop briefly last year for 45 minutes. And the ferry came through. But,
right, just still tied up.
But, yeah, this year I'm getting to connect with my old friends and making new friends and having a blast.
Great. And so it's tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Harbor Bar?
That's right.
All right, well, let's get, I think we can get one more tune in and then...
Okay.
And then catch you tonight. All right, I was wondering if you had your harmonica.
Yeah. There... You know, I started my first instrument. My main instrument is harmonica, and then I, learned to play guitar so I could show people how the songs go, and then I decided piano looked like fun, and now when I have the full amount, all my toys, I have more stuff than the drummer. And I do love having my stuff, that's for sure. All right. Here's a little Mississippi Delta blues for you. Up in the morning.
up in the morning, believe I dust my broom. Baby says she's leaving, now my friends can get my room. I'm gonna write me a letter, telephone every town I know. Write me a letter, telephone every town I know. Can you find her down in Texas? Probably in Petersburg, don't you know?
Performance of it.
Oh, thank you. What a pleasure.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming to Petersburg.
Yeah,
coming
thank back. You. I'd like to, you know, also put a shout out to Jimmy Swainson for giving me the opportunity way back in 2001.
Yeah.
And because of that, I've been able to travel and meet people all around Alaska. And But it was Jimmy that gave me that first chance up here. And
and gave you the place to stay, too, right?
Yeah,
did you live
that's
in
right.
the band place that he's got?
Band trailer.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, thank you, Petersburg.
All right.
Appreciate the
Thanks,
support
Andy.
And love over the years. Thank you so much.
So Andy's got a Blues Roots show going on tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right?
That's right.
Harbor Bar?
Yeah.
And probably a couple hours?
At least, yeah. I'm going to start around 8, and I'll play till 11 or 12,
sure.
depending on, you know, how things, you know. We're going to start early and play late. Till they kick me out. That's what
Perfect.
I always say.
Perfect. All right, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Andy Cook. He's Bad Dog Blues Society. He's on his way through Southeast on a tour, and we're lucky to have him here in Petersburg. That's tonight and tomorrow night at the Harbor Bar, 8 o'clock both nights.